Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey guys, it's me, P.
And me, S.
And you're listening to the Girl on Girl podcast. But it's not what you think.
But also, it's kind of what you think. Wait, I'm going to play you something to start off the episode, okay? She back, baby.
How do you feel? Oh my God, we missed you. It was so hard to do this without you, straight up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I left, I was like, if Purse was leaving me for 4 months, I would quit. It feels great to be back. I missed you, my girl on girlies. I missed you, Purse.
I missed you so much. You were also kind of in so many different places, like not settled in the last like 4 to 5 months, right? So you've been so on the go, experiencing so much, and now you're just like back to your reality.
So for anyone just tuning in who like is new to the pod or something or didn't know what was going on, this podcast has two hosts and I'm one of them. Hi, I'm S. And I went traveling for 4 months across South Asia. And so I left Purse high and dry to live her best life. She did so amazing and had some incredible interviews and some awesome solo episodes and kept you guys entertained. But yeah, traveling was incredible. It's like my dream trip. I've wanted to do it for as long as I could remember in the back of my mind. I never knew if it would be possible and I just freaking did it. It was amazing. And yeah, to what you were saying, I was in a state of like always moving for 4 full months, always thinking about like, okay, I'm here now, but where's the next place I'm gonna go? And how am I gonna get there? And what do I wanna see? What do I wanna do when I get there? I want to take that, what I just described, and apply it to my quote unquote reality or my quote unquote regular life. I think that's like one of the main takeaways is like, you don't have to be traveling the world to have that mentality. Like you can bring that kind of movement and excitement and eagerness to try new things and have new experiences. You can bring that into your everyday life. I think it's possible. I'm going to give it a go.
I think that's really good because I feel like life can just get so stagnant and we don't even mean for it to, especially for people who do work, you know, maybe like a corporate job or they're kind of on that same schedule, like a 9 to 5 or whatever your hours are or whatever you do, just whatever your lifestyle is, it can get very mundane when you're in the same space, right? Yeah. No matter what you do. So I think it's important to have those elements because we do seek travel. We do it because we want to experience change and we also want to experience different parts of the world. But I like that mentality of maybe not always feeling like you need an escape.
Totally. I like the way you just said it. And I didn't need an escape. Like I didn't go on this trip because I needed to get away or I was recovering from like a breakup. Like I met a lot of people who were on their breakup trip and I loved it for them. But it wasn't like that for me. It was just like a dream that I wanted to accomplish, keep our lives interesting, even if we're not jet setting around South Asia. But it was so fun.
Please tell us the peak in the pit.
I know what my peak is, I think. I'm just going to go with like my favorite experience I had. I did this 4-day motorbike tour. It's called the Hajiang Loop, and it's where you ride a motorbike around the north of Vietnam, all the way up to the Chinese border. And it's epic. You guys should like go Google some photos of this experience. It's unlike anything I've ever done. a lot of people will get someone, like a local guy, to ride the motorbike and they'll sit on the back. But I wanted to drive myself. So I suited up. I had like knee pads with like metal on them in case I fell. And I did fall a few times, to be fair.
Isn't that dangerous if you fall?
Oh, yeah. It's a super dangerous activity no matter what. You're not just driving down normal roads. They're really, really twisty and turny. And you're really high up. You're going through mountains. So you could be up high on a cliff, basically. And a lot of these twisty, turny roads don't even have guardrails.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's the Wild West in Vietnam. Yeah, girl. So you're like, you're twisting and turning, and you're going so fast because you have to keep up with your tour. Because it's a big tour with a bunch of people driving. So you have to keep up with your group. So I'm driving. I'm the only one driving myself. Everyone else hasn't. They call them easy riders. Basically like a local guy who's driving them around. And you could just drive right off the cliff if you really wanted to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And the views, like, you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, I live on the west coast of Canada, has some of the most beautiful views in the world. Nothing comes even close to the views I experienced on this motorbike tour. So if you're going to Vietnam and you're a little bit of a thrill seeker, you don't have to be a crazy thrill seeker. It is safe as long as you're smart. You got to do the Hashang Loop. I would highly recommend.
Were you really scared at any point that you're like, my bike could literally go over a cliff?
Yeah, I was definitely scared at points. But like one reason why I loved it so much was because I challenged myself. And it was a big challenge. And I was so focused and I was so clear. And I really like respected the road. Like I respected how dangerous it was. And I took it seriously. And also just had, also allowed myself to enjoy it. I was just very, yeah, my mind was very clear and focused for that trip. And then you're traveling with all these people from around the world. And so every night you stay at a homestay together in a tiny village in Vietnam. And you eat, you share meals and you drink lots of happy water, they call it. It's like a local, like rice wine kind of.
Happy water, I like that.
And you dance and you do karaoke. It was so much fun.
I know. I feel like there was a period of time you posted a lot of stories of you doing karaoke when you were in Vietnam specifically.
Girl, I did so much karaoke. I was sick of myself. I don't know if you guys know, my karaoke song is Real Slim Shady. It's my favorite. I know every word. And I did that probably like 7 times.
You're like, someone take the mic away from her.
But I think my pit of the trip was that I got food poisoning twice in 1 week in Thailand. And that was really awful. So I think that was the pit. I was prepared to get it at least once. Everyone told me I would. But to get it twice in the course of a week. And then we had our scuba diving course like right when it was happening. So we were like sick and trying to learn how to scuba dive. If that is like, if that's the pit, I mean, I'll take it.
That's actually a good point. I feel like that's almost like a given pit to be like, oh, I got food poisoning.
It's a rite of passage when you're traveling Southeast Asia. Everyone will tell you like, you're going to get it. And if you don't, you're lucky.
Yeah.
And luckily at that point, my sister had joined me. So me and my sis, we had each other's back. We both had food poisoning together both times. So we were like taking care of each other. It was cute. It was a sisterly bonding moment.
We made you closer. You'll always be able to look back on that Thailand trip together and be like, we roughed it out.
Yeah.
We had some experiences, but oh, yeah. made us close. Eh?
Oh, we definitely got closer for sure.
Well, I'm happy to have you back. Honestly, like, guys, there was straight up a moment when I was on my trip to California and Sarah forgot to tell me she was on like a boat trip for a few days that had like no reception. Or I just assumed like you would. I don't know. I didn't even like put two and two together that you wouldn't have any like signal or anything.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't hear from Sarah for like 3 days. Are you alive? Like straight up. I was so scared.
Oh, I was off the grid. I was touring some remote islands in Palawan, which is like an area of the Philippines. It was amazing.
Damn. Well, everyone hit Sarah up if you want some South Asia tips, honestly.
Hit me up. I would love to talk about it.
She's got a guidebook ready for you in a PowerPoint presentation.
That was my trip update. I'm sorry I left you guys. I'm really happy to be back. I feel like Purse and I have a lot we want to discuss, a lot of topics we're excited about. We're keen to interview some new people. As always, if you have anyone that you want us to talk to, let us know. We'll reach out. We'll cold call. But I feel like for this episode, there's some like more pressing matters that we need to discuss.
This is like really big news.
Huge.
It's huge. And honestly, Sarah and I, when we talked about like kind of what our first episode should be when we get back, we were really like, we want it to be like kind of one that like starts off the season with a bang. And in general, I was like, I think the listeners need some life updates from both of us because I even took the month of April off because it was getting really busy and I had started a new job around that time as well. That has been very demanding. I love it, but it's a very busy job. And so I was like, you know what? I need to take the month off and I'll just get ready for Sarah for like a new season. It's a restart. And I also missed her. I was like, I miss having like that banter back and forth. It was a good challenge for me to do some stuff on my own and had some awesome interviews along the way too.
Yes, kittens. Hi, kittens. Kittens. Like, guys, Persis got kittens. Also, I just want to give a quick shout out to your interview with Kaylin. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, Purse released it, I think, back in March or maybe February, and it's such a great episode. A story I think we haven't told yet in our catalog, and I'm really, really happy it's there. So if you haven't listened, that's a personal fave.
Yeah, we love you, Kaylin. Thank you for doing that. I know she was really excited to do it and be a part of the conversation. Yeah, so where do we start?
You guys, there's no sugarcoating. I'm going to be direct. Persis has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's not me. It's not me. I've had to come to terms with that. It's taken me, 4 months of traveling. This is real.
It's not AI, is that what you're trying to say?
It's not AI. It's not a hologram. And we want to tell you guys all about it because that's what we do. We share our personal lives, especially Persis's personal life, to be honest. And anyone who's been listening since the start, or even whatever, since the middle of this podcast, has known about your struggles with love. But it's all been to learn more about yourself, and it's all been like a necessary process. But I just think we've all been waiting for this moment.
And also, can I just please say, Sarah was at my apartment in Toronto before she was about to go on her trip. And she literally said verbatim, watch you get a girlfriend by the time I get back from my trip.
And that's exactly what happened. Am I psychic?
I think
Question
you might be a
mark.
little psychic. Gaze into the future.
You could gaze into the
Beautiful.
future. I had a Raven moment and it came true. And I'm just going to interview Purse right now. I'm going to put her on the hot seat and I'm going to ask her some questions so that we can all learn more about this new relationship in Purse's life.
Aw, it's cute. I don't even know what Sarah's asking me. Like, straight up, she has not told me what she's gonna ask. Normally, our guests get they kind of get an idea of what we're gonna ask them. So, we're not gonna be putting them on the spot. But hey, I'm in the hot seat.
I didn't send you the episode plan. I actually just came up with these questions like 2 seconds ago. So, LOL. And they're not really groundbreaking, to be honest. I'm like, people are already turning off the interview. But, Purse, why don't we just start with the basics? Why don't you tell us how you and your girlfriend met?
Yeah, okay. It's actually a really cute story. So, my girlfriend's name is Crystal. She is so lovely.
Crystal!
Yeah, shout out. She's such a beautiful, beautiful soul. And we actually met in October. So, last October, that would have been what, like 8 months ago-ish?
I think so. I can't do math, but yeah.
Me neither at all. That was just a wild guess. But we met at a Fletcher concert.
Always forget that part of the story, and it doesn't get any gayer. It really doesn't.
There's so many situations that I think of when you really feel like you need to just trust the universe and how like things are just kind of meant to happen, because there were many moments where there was a possibility where we wouldn't have met. We met at a brewery in the East End because Fletcher was playing at History in Toronto, which is pretty far east. And my friend Teen, who you guys know, we've had her on the podcast, we were going to the Fletcher concert together because we always go see Fletcher together no matter what. And we were kind of running a little bit late and we're like, I don't know if we have time to like grab a drink. We might just have to go to the venue. But it happened to work out that we were like, let's go check out this brewery. It's super close to the venue. There was like another bar, but we just decided to like go to this brewery instead.
I didn't know this part of the story. That's cute.
Teen and I go and we honestly just like go to the back of the bar. There was a lot of gays there. Like literally when we walked in, we're like, everyone here is going to Fletcher. It's kind of funny.
Of course, of course. It's all gay girls.
Sit at the back and we're getting food too because we're starving. Teen ordered this like blue beer. It looked really cool. And I want to say like maybe 40 minutes into us being there, maybe an hour, a girl sitting from across the room just kind of yelled out at us and was like, hey, what beer is that? And Teen told her. And she was like, oh my God, cool. I might order that. And then she's like, are you guys going to Fletcher by any chance? Or someone asked. I forget if I asked them or the girl asked me. And I'm like, yeah, like, how could you tell? But it was obvious. It was kind of obvious. Everyone there was probably going to Fletcher.
Uh-huh.
And she invited us to like sit at their table. There was like a few other girls there. So Teen and I sat at the table and we were like talking to everyone. Crystal, I remember, had come out of the bathroom and I think had sat maybe like a seat over from me, or it was like a booth. It was me, Teen, and then Crystal had come out and was like, hey, nice to meet you. And I remember seeing her and being like, she's so pretty.
Aww.
I was like, oh, she's so pretty. I really love her eyes. So that was the first thing I noticed. And then that's technically how we first met.
Do you know if she like had any thoughts when she first saw you? Was she like, oh, she's cute?
We talked about it later. Yeah, she said she was drawn to me, just more my energy. I feel like when she met me, she was like, oh, this person seems very, very nice and easy to talk to. And to be honest, we didn't actually talk much that night, but I was still very drawn to her that evening. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Then how did it go from that to you guys dating? You can give like the Sparks Notes
version. I know,
version.
But I feel like, you know what, we're dedicating an episode to this. I can go into detail, but I was drawn to Crystal for sure. But I also wasn't thinking much about like anything. You know, when you just go somewhere and like there's new people you meet and you kind of feel like there could be a connection with somebody. But actually, Crystal was in a relationship when we did meet at the concert. So right off the bat, it was definitely friendly vibes and a really nice connect to have in the city. Off the table, literally off.
Off the table. Off the tableau, literally.
Off the tableau, yes. After everything had happened that night, we all went to another bar afterwards. After Fletcher, Teen had to go because she had to go to Whitby. Like, she had to work the next day. So I was just feeling open and I'm like, I'll hang out with you guys. So we all went to a bar. Later that night, I remember just being like, okay, I'm going to go home. And I remember thinking like, oh, I had a really fun night. What a warm, like, friendly group of people.
Also, just like meeting other gay girls in the city is something that you've been working really hard at. And yeah, something that you've been trying to manifest in your life. So you were probably like, oh, I had such a good time with them. And like, that is refreshing in and of itself.
Yeah, extremely refreshing. Where do I go from there? I'm trying to like think of this timeline.
I was going to say, I think you should jump to like the next hangout you had with that group, because I feel like that was the significant one, if I'm remembering the timeline correctly.
It was. You have a really good memory.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I feel like I have the memory of a goldfish, but I'll take it.
No, you have a good memory. You remember everything, every detail of my life.
Yeah, I do. For no reason in particular.
No reason at all. A few months had passed after the concert. I want to say a couple months. And I had actually kept in touch with some of the people who I met. Fast forward, it was like the end of Jan. And I was going out for my friend's birthday. And one of the people from that crew actually had reached out to me and randomly asked, oh, what are you up to tonight? I'm going out for my friend's birthday in the West End, in the city, going to do a little bar hop. I'm like, I'm out for my friend's birthday. But if you guys want to join, like, definitely come. Mm-hmm. So they did. And
got it.
Got it. Check.
Got it.
Sarah's like writing notes.
I know. I feel like I'm going to have a test at the end. I'm ready.
Yeah. We go meet up. We go to this bar. And you know, when you see a group of people and it, like, I hadn't seen them since this concert, which was so many months before, but it felt like automatically like a very warm energy, very friendly. Yeah, it was nice. And I think actually that night was where Crystal and I even actually talked more. And Crystal had brought up, oh, I didn't realize you had a podcast. Shout out to Girl on Girl Podcast. Hi.
Shout out. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's actually what you're listening to right now.
Crystal had just talked about the podcast and was just saying that she really thinks it's cool what you and I are doing, sharing our stories on a public platform for other people to resonate with. And she says, you know, like, this kind of stuff can really save lives. So like, make sure you keep doing what you're doing. I don't know. And the way she said it just felt very like genuine, and it really like touched me because I don't really know her that well, but I feel like she did really go out of her way to make sure she like complimented me in that way or wanted to make it very clear, like, hey, I see you and keep doing it. I just found that really refreshing and nice. There was something about her that I felt, no matter what it is, I felt like a connection of some sort. And I messaged Sarah.
Yeah.
Honestly, like it might have been maybe the next day where I was like, I think I told you, I'm like, do you remember Crystal? Because I think I mentioned Crystal to you after the concert. And I think I just remember being like, oh, I found this girl like really pretty.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, like, do you remember at what point you texted me? Because I remember you mentioning, I think there's this connection.
It would have been the bar hopping because it was like an energy exchange. To me, I was like, I don't know, maybe it was just another thing, like a nice like connection to have in the city. And I would love to like continue to hang out with that crew more. But something about her just like really stuck out to me. And it was the way she spoke to me that I was just like, this is a very genuine thing to do. It was just nice. Then after that night, I mean, it was actually not even a month later. I think it was a few weeks later. Crystal hit me up and was like, hey, we're planning like to do a Sunday brunch kind of thing. Would you want to go with, you know, the same people? And I was like, yeah, like I'm down. Literally no question, for sure. So I think I feel like I'm going to get flustered, but.
Just give as much detail as you feel comfortable.
For sure.
No pressure.
So yeah, I go to this brunch and it was a really fun day. Like we went to Mamaka's, which is like this lovely Greek place on Ossington.
I am dying to go there. I'm dying to go there.
It's really good.
Okay. Next time I'm in Toronto, I'll go.
I was actually supposed to be leaving that night to see my nephew, but one thing led to another with like the day. And I just remember your girl P was like drinking a little bit more, like having fun.
You were like, nephew, I have a nephew.
Chell, I love you.
Not important. Chell will hear this one day when he's older and know the truth about the kind of aunt that he has. Yeah.
Auntie P.
Auntie P. Let him down.
But I remember just at that point texting my mom being like, hey, I'm just going to come tomorrow because tonight it's going to be like kind of messy. And also low key, y'all, I was like a little tipsy and just wanted to continue the night.
It wasn't the look. It wasn't the look for like a wholesome night with a fam.
Exactly. Plus like Chell Bell goes to bed at like 7 p.m. And at that point, like by the time I get there, what am I going to do?
It was already 7 p.m. by the time you got to that point.
Exactly. So
you're like, gotta keep the night going.
Yeah, I'm not going to Hamilton anymore. And so we.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, baby. This is where things kind of start to change because you discover that Crystal's not with her girlfriend anymore. They broke up.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And yeah, so I find out Crystal and her girlfriend have broken up. And once again, it was still one of those things between Crystal and I that was just a genuine care. For not even knowing each other that well at that point. But sometimes I think you just meet certain people and you can have an energy exchange that regardless of what it is, it's just a nice feeling and a comfort with someone. So, I mean, after the fact, when I realized, you know, Crystal is not with her girlfriend anymore, we decided to kind of give things a chance. Honestly, after doing that, we developed a really, really beautiful connection. From there, it kind of just took off, guys. And I think you know me on the pod that I'm very much like a romantic. I love love. I really do go off of feeling. And also connection to me is very important. And when I feel some type of energy with someone, I really like give it a chance.
Yeah, you definitely do.
With Crystal since then, it's been like very reassuring and secure and nice. And I don't know. I really love her. I'm saying that on the podcast, but it's a really
real.
Beautiful thing. When you feel something for someone and you just have to like trust it, sometimes there's like other blockages where you can get in your head because you don't want to get hurt. I also feel like ultimately I want to like also protect my heart, but there's just something about her and the way she does treat me. And I think the way we ultimately treat each other, where it just feels like a really nice relationship, a very like healthy and respectful relationship.
Yeah. I just want to comment on, you just said that, you know, you want to protect your heart, but I will say, like you were saying earlier, sure, but you have never held back to protect your heart.
No, I never have.
Like, that's just the kind of person you are. Like, if you feel something, you're just going to go for it, like you were saying. So I just wanted to, like, from my perspective, you've literally never held back because you're afraid to, like, let your heart be vulnerable. And you definitely didn't hold back with this. Like, you just went. You went for it.
I really did. But I also think at the same time, when she met me and, like, the time we really did connect, I had let go of a situation that had happened in the summer that I was pretty sure with that person. I don't know, not even pretty sure. I was actually very sure. I didn't really want to, like, be in a relationship with that person, especially after, like, certain things I saw. But I was still, like, really trying to work on myself and being like, I don't want to settle for anything less. I don't want casual. What I'm looking for right now, I was so intentional with it. I'm looking for a monogamous relationship. And even if it doesn't have to be like we're so serious off the bat, I'm still looking for commitment. And I want to build that with someone and get to know them over time. I'm not settling for like, this needs to be casual while I figure out my own stuff. You know what I mean? And just the type of person Crystal is, she was very much like on that page as well. And it's been going really well.
This actually leads me to my next question, which was, we on the podcast, like all of us girlies listening, and also just like me over the course of our friendship, we've seen you like trying to navigate relationships and it hasn't worked out for whatever reason. But what was it about Crystal that made her girlfriend material for you, but also made you feel self-assured in that this is going to be what you're looking for, which at this point is like monogamous, stable relationship?
The biggest thing for me with her was actions. Mm-hmm. Like her actions showed me so much. I think with people in my past, there's been a lot of like, they say these things.
Yeah.
Or they want to do this with me, or they wish they could do this with me.
Oh, that's a big one. Oh, that one, like I just felt that in my chest.
And I think one of the first things I noticed with Crystal was like, she did. Like she didn't just say it, like literally she did the thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, fully, I told her too in the beginning, I had a little bit of a guard up because I have been through a lot. I've been through some hurt and I've been working through a lot of like my patterns and stuff in therapy. And also, I think therapy has also really helped me get to a point where I can be more assertive about what I want and not settle. And also not try to just compromise for like people because I really like them. Like the amount of times I would compromise for situations that were never going to serve me anyway. I was young, you know, like, you know, in your 20s, you're figuring things out. So I'm not going to fault myself for it. But those were also things like I needed to learn to like not settle for. But because I'm such a romantic and I honestly like really believed like maybe this person is meant to be and we'll figure it out. But ultimately, they'll show me that if they want to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Crystal was a prime example of someone who really did show me she wanted to be with me and she wasn't playing with my heart. She wasn't playing a game. She was like, I'm here for you. And obviously like and the connection was very real. So to me, it was kind of like a no doubt. What's the word? No brainer.
I mean, no doubt also. Shout out Gwen Stefani.
Shout out Gwen Stefani. It was a no doubt Gwen Stefani. Stefani.
Don't you have a Gwen poster, like a no doubt poster in your house?
I have a record of Tragic Kingdom.
Is it like hanging up or something? Why do I feel like it is? Maybe this is at one of our past apartments.
It's on my ladder shelf. It's like it's hanging up on the
wall. Oh, that's kind of cute. Ding, ding, ding. I love that.
So it was a no-brainer for me. Like, I really didn't hesitate. Even when she asked me to be her girlfriend, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. You definitely didn't hesitate. And that was my next question is how, like, talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about, like, the speed of it all and also, like, how you stayed grounded while that was happening and still happening, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a really good question because when I'm excited too, I'm like, road runner, so pumped. Like, I just get really happy and giddy.
But I think that's normal too. Like, I hope you know, like, that's so normal. We've all been there.
Yeah. And I love that part about myself. I definitely think that's what can make life so exciting. And you're taking like a chance with someone and they're taking a chance on you. And there is a lot of love there. And you just want to like choose to be with each other. In terms of like it going fast, I actually will say, as much as it maybe seems like we've moved at a fast pace, sometimes I also feel like we're not because we're both very realistic about wanting to build a life together, wanting to be together, but we also kind of know when to just like slow it down and be like, let's really just enjoy just being together. There has to be no pressure. We're here for each other and we're choosing to be together, but what's the rush for anything? Like, we have all the time in the world to like do all these things. I think in the beginning when you're with someone and it's complete fireworks, you just want to do all the things right away.
Yeah, and I think that's the period of time I'm talking about more so. It was like the beginning when everything was moving like lightning speed. And I love that you both got to this point of like, let's just enjoy this. Like, let's slow down for a sec. Cause you are at that point now and it's beautiful. But that first, when it's like 0 to 100, what was that like?
I'm not going to lie. I actually really appreciated it moving as fast as it did in the beginning, only because just based on the circumstances of where she was in her life, things kind of actually did kind of have to move fast. And that's where I'm saying like the actions kind of added up with her words, where she was showing me, I'm with you and I'm here for you. And I'm making these changes because I want to be with you. Afterwards, after the things happened, we were like, okay, now we're here. It's great. And now this is our chance to just enjoy time. But of course, in the pace things were going, we were just always excited to be with each other. And like, it became very, what's the word? I think, Sarah, you even made a joke. You're like, oh my God, you're full on like domesticated now kind of thing.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you're like domestic vibes now, which I like loved. Yeah. But I actually really think it was necessary just for what her circumstances were. I just kind of want to leave it at that for right now. But I'm just saying like it, I really appreciated that. And now we're just at this point when it's like things are just kind of settling down and we're just enjoying the moment.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about Crystal?
Aw. Oh my God.
If you could only choose one thing.
Oh my God, one thing?
Yeah.
There's a lot. I really think what comes to mind, honestly, when I think about her is just how nurturing she is. Such a nurturing, like, kind person. Very empathetic, and I find extremely, like, other-centered. The way I feel like her mind works and, like, the compassion I see in her is, like, very attractive to me. And it's even little things, like, she'll do. And I notice she does it to like take a stress off of my plate. Well, her love languages are physical touch and quality time, and so are mine. But
I love
which
that.
Is great.
I love that.
But I think acts of service is actually really high up there, and I've noticed she does that. And it's coming from a good place. Like it's just coming from like because I want to do it. Like I genuinely want to, and I want to like help you do these things. And I'll admit, sometimes like I'm a person who can be very easygoing, and I can let things like sit for a long mm-hmm. time. And I'm trying to work on that and be better at it. But she's really good at it and will be like, no, like we need to do this right now. Like, let's go. I just think that's a really big motivator for me. And along with that and like the nurturing side to her, it's just like what I've been looking for in a partner. Yeah. I appreciate someone who I can have really good conversations with and be vulnerable and never feel judged. Even with maybe some tough conversations we've had to have, I always leave them feeling like really good and also feeling heard. And it's just nice because I'm a very emotional person and I like to get vulnerable. I think it can make you really close to someone. And I feel like she's really receptive to that and also like gives me that same energy back. Yeah. And I love that.
Ah, cute. What has been the biggest light bulb moment for you navigating your first serious relationship with a woman?
Ooh. Oh, like a light bulb moment.
Yeah. Like aha moments or any realizations.
I think actually how much I like love, I love that. I love having like your person and that like commitment. And I've been so like single and solo for like so many years of my life. And even though I've experienced many like situationships or really short-term relationships that weren't completely committal, I think I always just had that mindset of like needing to like look out for yourself always, or you're just always like on a solo journey.
Solo journey, yeah. Solo mesh.
Yeah, and I think just being with Crystal has kind of made me realize like you don't have to always like try and do things on your own. Like you have a person here who's going to support you. And I'm not saying like it's codependent or anything like that, but I think my like light bulb moment was being like, she's my person. Like I can talk to her about certain things. Like I can come to her if I need something or like I need like that support and like vice versa. I think just knowing you have your person is like a very safe and like sweet feeling, and someone who can give you that like just like love, and it's nice. And I'm so lovey, so it's like nice. I just love it. I'm a very committal person too, and I'm very monogamous, and the pod knows that. Mm-hmm. So because I've had like some struggles also with like, you know, having monogamy in my past relationships,
yeah,
having that right now has just made me realize how much I love it. And I've been like wanting it. It's really nice.
Yeah, like you were so sure that you wanted it. Like you were always really like grounded in that desire and that need for your life. So it must feel so validating to have it now and to be, it's like a check mark. It's like, yes, I was right about that desire for myself. And like, I do really value this.
Yeah, and I always knew like it was gonna come for me eventually. Like I know myself as a person that I was like, I know like I'm gonna be in a committed relationship. And because I want that. That's what I want. I want to share like a life with someone. But sometimes too, when you go through a lot of like tough times, it can kind of like make you just sometimes wonder like, is that gonna come for me? And not that I was being pessimistic. I've always had like an optimistic look on like love coming into my life.
Yeah, you definitely have.
But sometimes it can feel like, okay, like I just don't know when, but I really think you just got to leave it up to the universe and just life and fate.
I remember when I got into my first serious relationship, I also had that aha moment of like, oh my God, there's someone else who like I can lean on for stuff. And it's not codependency. It's like the reason why we're all kind of looking for a partner, if that's what we're interested in our life, is like having someone, even like for the little day-to-day things, like, oh, he's gonna cook me dinner tonight. That's so nice. Like, I don't have to worry about making myself dinner tonight. Whoa. Like, when after it's been years and years and years of you and only you are responsible for making your dinner. You know what? It's those little things that you're like, oh man, yeah, this is really nice. And you can have that in friendships. I was actually thinking the other day about how, like, because we would always joke, like, oh, you're my person to each other. If there was like a wedding or an event, it'd be like, oh, like, be my plus one. And I feel like we almost supplemented that person need until we were able to like find a romantic person or romantic partner. And like, you know, the voyage continues for me. But I think friendships can do a similar thing. I don't think it'll ever be the same, but I really love the idea that you can have. It like teaches you can lean on other people in your life too, like your friends and your family, and like they can be your people too. Have you ever seen the movie Frances Ha?
Yeah, I have.
Do you remember that speech she gives about having that person and you catch their eye across the room and you know like that's your person and they know you better than anyone in the world? And she's talking about her best friend. She's not talking about a love interest or a romantic partner. And I think like that is also what like we're looking for in a romantic partner and what romantic partnership gives you. And it's just like it's just beautiful that you can find it in so many places, and to find it in your romantic life is like peak.
It is. And I think a lot of people strive for that. Like I am such a romantic, and I think I'm just the type of person who kind of like needs that in a relationship. Like I can't be in something where I just don't feel like they're my person. Do you know what I mean? And I love that feeling too, when you can just look at someone and be like, I got you.
My next question is, you spent a lot of time as a single girly going to therapy, working on, like you said earlier, working through your patterns, trying to figure out like how you can grow and be better, just like all of us are trying to figure out. And I saw you like each new kind of like romantic thing that happened, you were starting to like slowly break away from those patterns, slowly like put yourself first a little bit more, a little bit more. And there was like so much growth that happened in the last, like, especially 2 or 3 years. And you've talked about this on the pod a lot. So, what do you feel like you've taken from that time single and doing therapy and working on all of that? What have you taken from that time into this relationship?
Whoa. Okay, actually I had a talk with my therapist maybe like a week ago, and she was actually telling me like she was very proud because like I've been talking to her for 2 years now.
Yes, we love her. Have we given her a code name? Or did we
Low.
just call? Oh, Lo. Oh, Lo, if you're listening, you've really done a number on this one.
And I feel like that connection with Low, because even as we're talking, she's like, I'm so proud of you. She actually said, even the way I've been able to talk through situations that maybe have stressed me out in the past. She's like, you do it in such a constructive and like strong way, where I feel like in the past, without therapy, I would be like very emotional or and nothing, not that there's anything wrong with emotions. I'm still emotional now, like trust me. But I think lately I've been able to kind of be a little bit more like sometimes level-headed or not always think things are the end of the world. Because sometimes like
Goodness.
I have this tendency where like if something affects me, it affects me to my core. And I'm not saying it doesn't now, but I think it's gotten better. And therapy has really helped me through that because Sarah has seen me through a lot of situations where I would be like, there's just this like sadness I cannot shake off.
Yeah. It would last a long time. For some situations, yeah.
It would. And I think now, even being in this relationship and how maybe we approach certain conversations or even like little tiffs and stuff like that, I think I'm able to approach them in a way that's actually like a lot healthier than maybe I like would have in the past. And I think it just comes with a lot of having that, this sounds cliche, but like feeling self-assured, but also like that self-love. And
Yeah.
that was something I needed to work on in my past because I was very much like seeking validation from others. And I didn't really realize how much I was doing that. Whereas now I'm like, I know I'm someone who has a lot to offer. And I also bring a lot of like love into this relationship. And
Yeah.
I'm not making myself feel small, whereas sometimes I would put people like on a pedestal and I was just like trying to meet them there.
Yeah, man. And they were not on a pedestal in reality.
No. And I mean, once again, nothing wrong with the person. Like I was just putting them on there because I was just like always viewing people who I liked as like above me, but now I don't do that. And I actually even had a talk with Crystal about that, where I'm like, it's an equal relationship. Like
Yeah.
it's an equal, like we're both with each other and like we're on an equal level. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. It's nice.
Well, when you don't have to prove yourself, when you don't have to like beg for someone's affection, like when you don't have to fall into those same patterns you found yourself in with other girls, then the pedestal doesn't exist anymore. Like all the unhealthy stuff, when it's not there, you realize, like, oh, there was no need for the pedestal in the first place.
And I realize that now. Oh my God, I definitely like I look back at certain situations and I'm grateful for those experiences. And also,
Yes, of course.
even the sadness I experienced, I needed to go through that to grow. But it just made me realize like everything's gonna be okay. Like you're gonna be okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You know, that's my kind of mantra in life. Everything happens for a reason. It's all gonna be okay.
It does. And also people come into your life for a reason. And I also believe in the timing too. Like even with this timing of like me meeting Crystal now and like where we're going and where we're headed is I think came at a time where she met me when I'm in a really good place. Like
Yeah.
she met me where I'm able to be ready for like a committed relationship.
Yeah, totally. You did all the work. I think you're so right. You did so much work, and you now are in like the most confident, self-assured place you've ever been. And so, like, what better time to meet someone than when you love yourself more than you've ever loved yourself? Because, like, RuPaul is right. If you don't love yourself,
How the hell are you gonna love somebody else?
yeah, it's true. It's so true. And I feel like you really, really love yourself, and you have always loved yourself. It hasn't been like that, but you know what I mean. Just like the growth and the confidence that has come over years of like hardship and therapy. It's such a success story.
It is. It's cute. Actually, my therapist was like very happy. Like now every time we talk, like I only see her once a month, sometimes not even once every 2 months, and it's always a big update because a lot of things happen, but each time she's like, it's nice. It's like a good conversation and a catch up.
So you got a cat. Are we announcing it
Yeah.
to the pod?
Oh my God, of course we are. Yeah, there's a little cat in my Zoom meeting right
I just got a
now.
cat. So I went away for like a cute little vacation and so much happened. But she has a little cat. Do you want to talk about your new member of your family?
Yeah, a little addition to the family. His name is Besso, named after the song Besso by Rosalia. And I always say his name wrong. I'm so sorry. Rauw Alejandro. It's such a cute song. And honestly, Rosalia was my highlight of Coachella, one of my highlights. And when she came on for Besso, she had her fiance come on and it was really cute.
That's cute.
And I just love the song. And also, Crystal and I really love that song. So we're
Yeah.
like, you can call him Besso. But yeah, he's a black cat And very sweet, very snuggly. Definitely the kind of cat I was looking for because he likes to play. He's not aggressive. He's very just chill. He's for a first-time cat owner, he's like the chillest guy I could have ever had.
Yeah, affectionate, cuddly. Ah, there's no better cat than an affectionate cat.
He cuddles on the bed like every night. And there was one night he
Oh,
really like cuddled in my arms and he had his paw like over
that's
me.
so cute. Well, I'm really happy for you. Now we're both cat owners. Who would have thunk? I never would have thunk.
Although, remember I wanted to adopt a cat. You and I were looking up litter boxes. One time I like got off my Zoom with you and we
Yeah.
FaceTimed after and I was like, "Sarah, I think I need like a cat for this apartment. Like I need an animal."
Yeah, you were looking for cats. Yeah, you were looking for cats. But I wasn't sure if you'd ever like bite the bullet and actually do it.
Me neither, but it kind of happened fast and I also left it up to the universe. I applied for Little Besso online and truly got a phone call the next day, even though I literally put the wrong number down because I don't know where my brain was.
Wait, so how did they get the right number?
They called Crystal's number because he had to put a backup.
Oh my God, that is the universe.
And Crystal wasn't even going to answer because she's like, "Who? I don't know what this is." And I'm like, "Oh, maybe just answer it." And then they were like, "Hi, is
And it
this
was
Persis?"
Besso.
And once they said, "Is this Persis?" I was like, "Oh my God, it's the cat. Like,
It's the
it's the cat."
cat. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, Besso, we love you. Welcome to the family. You and Olivia will definitely be lifelong friends. Olivia will be like your cool older sister.
He's not listening.
He's not listening. He doesn't care. Is there anything else you want to say about Crystal or the fact that you have a girlfriend now? Anything you want to say to the listeners? I'm sure some of them are going to be really sad today once they hear the news. Anything you want to comment on that we haven't talked about so far?
Aw, okay, like obviously, I was really excited for this episode, and I know we don't really hold back. Like, if anything, I really went into the full-on details of how Crystal and I met, but I also think even telling that story when we were ready for it is also kind of important. I feel like it can be very relatable for a lot of people in the queer community, and also just acknowledging that sometimes relationships can start up in maybe like unconventional ways or like maybe circumstances from like an outside perspective might be like, whoa, you know what I mean? But sometimes things just happen and you go off of feeling and you go off of like how you and that other person like feel for each other and respect each other. And I think I'm just very grateful. I feel really grateful that like I met someone like her. I think she's a really, really lovely human and I'm just excited. And yeah, I'm being like really cheesy right now, but
You keep saying you're being cheesy, but like you've been way cheesier on the pod.
oh, really?
Yeah, like you're a cheese girl. So am I. We love some cheese. I don't think you're being cheesy at all. I think you're being actually very like conservative about it.
Really?
Yeah. I think you could be way cheesier if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
I don't know. I care a lot about her. I have a lot of love for her. I do love her. So, yeah, it's just nice. And I was excited to do this. I was a little nervous, not gonna lie. Like,
Yeah,
when
what made you feel nervous?
I think because it's vulnerable. Like, I think this is
Yeah.
a very deep conversation, and I'm like going into
Totally.
detail. This is our podcast. Like, this is what we do. And it was a big ass update. Like, Sarah literally went away for 4 months. And I think I texted you literally one day being like, okay, so like now I have a girlfriend. And
Yeah,
Sarah was like,
yeah,
what?
yeah.
Capital letters.
WTF. Yeah, I think that it's so vulnerable, and thank you for sharing all the details. But I agree, like, it would be pretty disingenuous for us to not mention it at some point, like, at some point, whenever you were comfortable. And I think, like, you feel so secure in this relationship that, like, you were able to feel comfortable to talk about it, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and also like thanks to Crystal for like allowing me to talk about it because, you know, like
Yeah.
also that's her life as well. And
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh my God, do you think she'll get any messages from listeners who are either like rooting for you guys or jealous?
I guess we'll just have to
You
see.
imagine Crystal starts getting hate mail?
Oh
No.
no.
Our
No.
listeners are cool. They would never. They're gonna be so happy for you.
Yeah. No,
And
she's
I'm
great.
also so happy for you. I love seeing you happy. I've wanted this for like a decade, it feels like. Literally a decade, I think. So this is really exciting for me personally.
Aw, thanks, Sarah. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's really nice. And I'm in a really good, like, I don't know, just really happy, really content.
Yay! If you guys have any questions about the relationship that maybe, who knows, Persis might answer, who knows, hit us up. And who knows, maybe one day we'll get Crystal on the pod.
Maybe one day we will. It could be like a, how well do you know each other?
Yeah, that'd be cute. I could like prepare some questions and like, you guys won't know what I'm about to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
But anyway, that's the episode. I'm married now.
She's married. I've never been less married in my life. I did meet some cuties while I was traveling, though.
You also, yeah, you just came back from a trip. You were single on your trip.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Do you want to go into detail?
I don't think so. But I will say that, like, I formed a lot of really amazing connections with a lot of people, like, not like also just like friendship connections. So if anyone's ever thinking about solo traveling, I know it seems really scary, but the connections you make with people, like you would never guess you'd be able to make such deep connections in such a short amount of time with someone you didn't know a day ago. So yeah, if anyone wants solo travel, making friends advice, hit me up because I got some of that too.
Yeah, like you literally just did a whole trip, like traveling around to different countries on your own.
Yeah.
And in unfamiliar places too. Like that was also such a risk you took. So be proud of yourself for that.
I am. Thanks, girl.
Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad, girl.
I guess we'll see you guys on the next episode. It'll be kind of like back to regular scheduled programming. We'll have like a topic we're really interested in. There's one that I'm super excited about that I want to do, but I have to wait for Purse to listen to the podcast because there's a podcast I want to talk about. It is called, maybe I'll say it now so that anyone who's interested can listen. And then it can be like a little like book club, but podcast club. Everyone can listen and like, we'll talk about it. But it's called The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling. If you haven't heard of it, go listen to it. It's only 7 episodes. I promise it'll be worth it. And then we can all talk about it on the pod together.
Yes. No, that sounds good. I'm going to listen to it because I'm really curious, actually. I want to see how we're going to tackle this.
Oh, it's going to be one to tackle, but I promise that you'll enjoy it. It's like a really well-produced podcast, but also just like super interesting. And it deals with a lot of issues around trans rights, queer rights, and also like feminism and freedom of speech. It's fascinating. So hopefully we'll do an episode on that in the future. And then, you know, all the other stuff we love to talk about.
As usual, guys, hit us up in the DMs if you ever want us to talk about anything you're curious about. Send us mailbags. And we'll make sure to listen to them and, yeah, get these topics out.
Our first In Case You Missed It purse in so long. I really missed In Case You Missed It. I really, really did.
I miss doing them with you because it's fun to have that banter because when you're just doing In Case You Missed It on your own, it's lonely. And, yeah, it's nice to have that opinion. But Sarah, what is our In Case You Missed It for this week?
I don't know. Do you have it in front of you?
Actually, yes, I do. I put Sarah on the spot. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis are returning for a Freaky Friday sequel.
Oh, finally. Finally.
First of all, Freaky Friday is so iconic. I honestly love that movie. I feel like it's a comfort movie. And I had heard talks about this, but I remember Jamie Lee. She didn't think that... It was something with Lindsay's schedule. I don't know. There was something where she's like, we're trying to make it work, but we're also not sure about it. But now I guess it's confirmed, according to The Hollywood Reporter, that there's going to be a sequel from Disney. And I cannot wait to see what it's going to be about and how they're going to do that. Sometimes sequels make me nervous, especially when the original was so good.
Yeah, sequels make me nervous. But if there's good people behind it, then I get a little bit less nervous. I feel like, I don't know. I kind of trust Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't know what it is. And I just feel like she's going to make it good.
I think if she's involved like that, I feel the same way. I think she'll have a lot of control, hopefully, and make it so it's something that people who grew up with Freaky Friday will love now.
Yeah. I mean, I hope the next gen. Oh, you know who I hope is in it? Chad Michael Murray with the long hair.
I wonder if he will be.
Or maybe he gets a haircut. I don't know.
Oh my God, you know who I had a crush on in Freaky Friday? A lot of people say it was their gay awakening. And when I look back when I was younger, I definitely had a crush on this girl.
The girl in the band.
Yep. The brown one.
Yes. She was cool. She was really cool.
What was her name? And the song was so iconic, like, don't wanna grow up.
Hey, take me away.
I gotta play it. I'm gonna play it right now.
Remember, like, the side eye she was giving to Lindsay Lohan when it was Jamie Lee Curtis in her body and she couldn't play the guitar, right? Do you remember?
Oh, I totally remember that. Oh, and they were like, I just remember it was like, what's going on? Sorry, podcast. I'm literally like looking at Sarah as if you guys could see me.
As if I'm Lindsay Lohan, which I basically am.
You are. And I would be the little brother probably.
I didn't even remember there was a little brother. No, you'd be the cool brown girl in the band. What are you talking about? You would be everyone's gay awakening. But Hearst, why are we even talking about this for in case you missed it? Is there a gay storyline?
I don't think we know anything about that. I don't think they've even said anything about the story, but it's just because Jamie Lee's involved. So it's just like gay news.
Oh, okay. I love that. Well, we love Jamie Lee. She was nominated for an Oscar, won the Oscar this year. I can't remember if she won, but it was for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which is an amazing movie. So you guys should watch it if you want to just dig deep into the Jamie Lee Curtis archives this weekend.
Guys, I got to be honest. I appreciate the acting. I appreciate the directing of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Trust, I think it deserved all the awards. I just got to admit, I wasn't like wild about it.
Listen, everyone has their opinions. Yours just happens to be wrong. But yeah, we respect our difference of opinions.
Everyone is entitled to my opinion. Do you know who said that?
Was it Paris Hilton?
No, I wish, actually. That's kind of funny.
Who was it?
Your favorite Madonna.
Oh my God. That is something Madonna would say. I'm not even gonna talk about Madonna. It's gonna make the listeners mad if I talk about.
Yeah, let's save that for another episode.
Yeah, that's another episode. We'll do No. I'm not putting that hate out there in the world.
No, we don't need that negativity.
No, we're about positivity on this pod. And we can't wait for Freaky Friday. We're so happy that we're back in action. And I can't wait to explore some more topics.
Me too. I'm happy to have you back, Sarah.
Thanks, girl. Happy to be back.
I love you so, so, so much.
So much. Love you. Love you guys.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.